Today's daf is Chulin daf Mem Aleph. We are 9 lines from the top of daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara bought a fantastic chiddush of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, if somebody sees his neighbor's behema, it's lying in front of an Avodah Zarah, and he chapta taiva, he wants to now go shecht this behema's chulin for the Avodah Zarah that it's lying in front of. Says Rav Huna, kivin sheshachat ba simen echad, as soon as this person shechts even one simen, and as the Gemara clarified, even less than one simen of this behema, asra, the animal becomes tekrevis l'Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara said that really, Rav Huna's halacha is predicated on two chedushim. The first chedush is that we know the Gemara says, ein adam oyser davar she'ena shalai. So a person doesn't have the ability to sell his friend's object. A person also doesn't have an ability to make his friend's object usher onto his friend. And it's for that reason, stating that, Rav Huna said that in this case it's going to be usher. The difference is, if somebody bows down to his friend's behema, loy usher b'maisa. But if he shechts his friend's behema, he did do a maisa. He did a maisa with the animal itself. Thus, says Rav Huna Chiddush, that even though ein adam oyser davar she'ena shalai, but when it comes to doing a maisa in the context of Avodah Zarah, adam oyser davar she'ena shalai. The second Chiddush Rav Huna is saying is that even though ordinarily the definition of shechita as it relates to behema is always beis simanim or roiv of beis simanim, doesn't matter if we're dealing with shechitas chulin or if we're dealing with shechitas kachim, you have to sever the majority of the kana and the veshet. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, you don't have to. And kivan sheshachet ba simen echad, and again, like Rashi explains, even less than simen echad, that would be enough, that would constitute shechita. Stating that, the Gemara at the very end of the sugya, on the bottom of daf mem, Amud Beis, brought 3 amirah, noatz simen, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, who said, ein adam oyser davar she'in eshaloy. And what emerged from the Gemara is that those amirah were arguing on the first chiddush that Rav Huna said. Meaning, Rav Huna said that although ordinarily ein adam oyser davar she'ena shalai, but if asa b'maisa adam oyser davar she'ena shalai, says Rav Nachman and Rav Amram and Rav Yitzchak, that we disagree. The halach is ein adam oyser davar she'ena shalai, so ha'mishtachave lebehemas chaveroi, the halach is loy asra. The same will be true if hoyser behemas chaveroi refutzel lefnei avodas kechavim, even if he does a shechita, even if he does a shechita rabba, even if he shecht both simanim, still the Allah is going to be loy asra. Why? Because ein adam oyser davar she'ena shalai. Stating that, what emerged from the sugi was that although those amiram argued with the first chiddush of Rav Huna, they agree with the second chiddush of Rav Huna. They agree to Rav Huna that the definition of shechita as it relates to avodah zarah is not shechitas beis simanim, but a shechita kol dehu, a maisa zuta, that in and of itself would be enough for it to constitute shechita. In other words, we have a very important machlokes amiram. Rav Huna on the one hand, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. On the other hand, if somebody shechts his friend's behema, l'shem avodah zarah, does his friend's behema become tekrevis l'avodah zarah or does it not? According to Rav Huna, it does. And although ein adam oyser davar she'ena shalai, but if you do a maisa with the item itself, adam oyser davar she'ena shalai, according to Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, not simen, the halacha is it would not become tekrevis l'avodah zarah because ein adam oyser davar she'ena shalai, and there's no distinction between hamishtachavel behemes chaveri versus someone who shechts behemes chaveri. Says the Gemara, kitanoi. You would think at first glance that this machlokes amiran is really a mefurish b'raisa. It's a machlokes tanoim. If a non-Jew pours a Jew's wine, l'shem avodah zarah, sheloi bifnei avodas kechavim. So this is the concern everybody has. If they leave an open bottle of wine lying around, the goita may come, touch it, be mekashkesh, be menasech et l'avodah zarah. So this braisa addresses, would that even be an issue? So the chachamim say the halach is yes. Rabbi Yehuda ben say, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava matir noisai. They say it's mutter. B'nei shnei dvar, for two reasons. Echad, number one, she'im menaschin yayin ele bifnei avodas kechavim. Number one, because people are not menasech yayin l'avodah zarah sheloi bifnei avodah zarah. So unless somebody has rachmana litzlan and avodah zarah in his kitchen, he has nothing to worry about as it relates to his goita touching the wine, because people, just the metzius, are not menasech yayin l'avodah zarah sheloi bifnei avodah zarah. Ve'echad, but more importantly, as it relates to our sugya, sheyachal loy maloy Because ain't other moisa davar shein shalai. So how do you have an ability to be menasech my wine la'avoy dezora and make my wine aser? So again, what we need is not the first time of those tanam, but rather the second. There seems to be a machloikis whether one person can be menasech somebody else's yayin la'avoy dezora, make the yayin aser, deem it yayin asech or not. The chachamim say oivet koychavim shen yisech yeinoy shel yisrael shaloi b'fnei avodas koychavim asrei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava were matter. They gave two reasons. The second one, which is the one that we need, is because loy kol hemnech shatei asa yeini liyansi. How do you have an ability to make my wine asa? What's the shaila? Adam moiser davar shein shaloi or ein adam moiser davar shein shaloi? Now ordinarily ein adam moiser davar shein shaloi, but the shaila must be that being that you're doing a maisa with the thing itself, you're being menasech the yayin. It's like shechting the animal. It seems to be a machlokes tanam. So isn't this machlokes Rav Huna on the one hand, Noat Simin, Rav Nachman, Rav Am, Rav Yitzchak on the other hand, mamish this machlokes tanam, the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and this Braisa, which comes from Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Tes, and Rav Yudah ben Seir, Yudah ben Ma, on the other hand. So the Gemara says like this, and you have to speak out that according to Rav Huna and Chanami, it's poshid, it's going to be a machlokes tanam. There's no way in the world Rav Huna, who said that other moiser davar shein shaloi, could understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who said in other moiser davar shein shaloi, even when you do a maisa, other than saying that they disagree. Meaning Rav Huna was picking and choosing, he was paskening like the Chachamim, the Tanakam, and this price of Masechta Zavei Dezara. But Rav Huna is going to say, I agree that my halacha that I pasken b'machlokes shenuya kitanoi, it's really totally in a machlokes tanam. I hold like the Chachamim and that price of Masechta Zavei Dezara, who hold you could be menasech yain shel chaveroi and make it aser. But it's true, according to the Tanam, Rebbe, that I'm after in that price, they're going to disagree with my Allah as well. But the Gemara says, as it relates to the other Amirah, and from Nachman, from Amram, from Yitzchak Amri, could be, they're going to say that even the Chachamim that hold in this price, that's only because the price was discussing an Oivet Koychavim, very precisely. It wasn't talking about a regular Upkehit and a Haimashayid. It was talking about a Kuti. A Kuti has an ability to be oisad davar shein shaloi. Aval Yisrael, but when it comes to a yid, litzu'ure kamechavin, we assume that when he's menasech yeinoy shel chaveri, he doesn't have in mind to really pour it lavoy dezara. And even though he says he's pouring lavoy dezara, and even though it looks like he's pouring lavoy dezara, it smells like he's pouring lavoy dezara, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we assume that's not really what he's doing, because the yid has a cheskes kashrus, and we assume he's not really an oivet lavoy dezara. Then what's this charade all about? He's litzurei kamechavin. He's chapping his friend. He says, really? That wine? Look what I'm going to do to you. He's taunting him. But really, in reality, that's not what he's doing. If that's the case, what emerges then, and this is really a discussion in the Achrayim, but the Pashup Shana in the Gemara, what emerges is that when these Amayram, not Simon said, Ein Adam Oysa Dover Shein Shalai, it's not that B'Yisoy they hold Ein Adam Oysa Dover Shein Shalai. Really, Adam Oysa Dover Shein Shalai. And that's the Pshad in the Tanakam and that Braisa, that a guy who goes, or a Kuti, and he's Menasich, Yayin Shal Yisrael Shalai V'Pnei Avodas Kechavim, he does have the ability to make it Aser. Because Adam Oysa, I Ein Adam Oysa Dover Shein Shalai Rafun Esvara, because he's doing a Maisa and the thing itself. Why then not Simin? Why did these Amiram say Ein Adam Oysa Dover Shein Shalai? It's because of a new Svara. Because we assume that if a Yid does it, Letzurei Kamechavim, that's not really what he intended to do. So we started off the intro based on how we finished off yesterday's daf, and that was there's a machloikis yisoidi between the amayram. When we say ein adam oisa davar shein shaloi, what happens if you did a maisa with the thing itself? Does that change anything or not? We thought it's a big time machloikis amayram. Rav Huna says yes, and the other amayram say no. What's emerging at this point of the Gemara is that was a mistake. Really, everybody agrees that adam oisa davar shein shaloi in the lumdis of adam oiser ein adam oiser, there is a nuance, there's a difference between doing a maisa with the thing itself, albeit in the context of avodah zarah, and not doing a maisa with the thing itself. What's the pshat in Amiram that hold ein adam maisa davar shein shaloi? It's dafka when we're dealing with a yid who we assume is becheskas would never be oved avodah zarah, so we assume he wasn't oved avodah zarah. If he wasn't oved avodah zarah, the thing didn't become aser. It didn't become to krevus avodah zarah. If he's not being oved avodah zarah, why is he acting as if he's being oved avodah zarah? So the Gemara says litzurei kamechavin. So the Gemara is going to taina now that in light of this new understanding of Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, let's revisit the two kashas that the Gemara asked on those Amayram on the top of the Yomid. Kashas that we were forced to say a doichik teretz to, but based on this new understanding, this new information that we have, we can learn these kashas and answer them a little bit more simply. The first one was basically, the Mishnah said, if two people shechted a behema together, both holding on to the knife at the same time, one of them had in mind a good machshava, the other one had in mind l'shem avodah zarah. So what was the halacha? Shechitasa psula. The kasha was, if two people are shechting the same animal, presumably only one of them owns it. And it sounds like it doesn't matter which one had the bad machshava, shechitasa psula. The kasha is, ain't not the ma'aseh dava sheinu shalai. So Bishlam, according to Rav Huna, this is different. Here he's doing a ma'aseh shechita. But according to the Na'at Zimin, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, so l'chura, ain't not the ma'aseh dava sheinu shalai, even if you're doing a ma'aseh, then how could the one who doesn't own the animal make the animal loss? So what did Gemara answer on the top of the Amid? They were shutfim, they were partners. I mean that they were partners, they really both owned it. So as the Gemara, I'll tell you, if you know more pashut the Teretz, Achav and Mayaskin of Yisrael Mumer, we're talking about Yisrael Mumer. It's true, we're dealing with a Yid, because if this person wasn't a Yid, his Shechita would be possible anyways. So we're dealing with a Yisrael Mumer. This person, being that he's a Mumer, we don't give him the benefit of the doubt and assume Litzu'urei Kamechavim. Rather, we assume that he's really being Oved Avodah Zarah. If he's really being Oved Avodah Zarah, the Amiram agree, Adam Oysad Avashen Shalai. The only reason these Amiram argued and said, Ein Adam is because we give him the benefit of the doubt. We assume it's Suri Kamechavim. But just like by a Kuti or Noivik Kechavim, we don't give him the benefit of the doubt. Yisrael Mumer, we're not going to give him the benefit of the doubt either. Toshma, Metama, Vamedamea, Vamenasech. That was the second Kasha of the Gemara on top of the Yamid. What was the Halacha B'Shoigik? Potter, Bemezid, Chayiv. And the Kasha was from Vamenasech. It says clearly, if someone is Menasech, Yeno Shel Chaveroi, so if he does it, B'Shoigik, he's Potter. If he does it, Bemezid, he's going to be Chayiv. Incidentally, there's an important Nezikin, Bavakama, Rashi, right here on the side of the Gemara, Dibur Hamasko Potter, that we didn't go into. Right? Rashi asks the Kasha, what's the difference if he did a B'Shoigig or B'Mezid? We know Adam Wood, Bein Shoigig, Bein Mezid. Rashi gets involved in Kamle, but the Rabbi Menezid, there's a lot of lumdus going on here. But either way, the Kasha is from the HaMenasech. If someone's Menasech, Yene Shal Chaveroi, Dalochi is Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv? Ein Adam Moisad Dovah Shein Shaloi. So what was the Gemara's Teretz? With dealing with the Menasech itself was a shotif. He was a partner. Being that he's a partner, it's not considered a no the Moisad of Shein Shalai. Says the Gemara at the same time, Achinami, you can answer very simply, be Yisrael. Amalei Rav Acher Beidu Rav the Rav Ashi. One final comment on this halacha. Hisru by the Kibal all of Asra. What would be if a person, as far as we know, wasn't really a mummer? He's about to be Menasech Yeno Shal Chaveroi, and there's two Edom standing there, and they tell him, you realize to be Menasech Yain Lavoidu Zara is a terrible thing, and he says, I know, I have no problem. He accepts upon himself, kola olay sa'ela, all the terrible things that happen to someone that is menasech yain lavoidah zara, and then he does it. So what's the question? Forget about if he's chayiv misana. That's not our shayla. Our shayla is, as it relates to these amayroim, who hold that if he's an established mummer, then we assume he was menasech yain lavoidah zara, adam oysa dava shayna shaloi, the yain becomes yain esach. But if he's not an established mummer, then we assume litzurei kamachavin. We had no information about this person up until right now. So does this act in and of itself establish him as a mummer, or does it not? Amalei told him, "Hit atzmi lamisa kaham." What kind of shaila is that? In lechamum gadam is that? There's nothing to talk about. This person will become a mummer. The obvious tzush though to the end of this gemara right here is Tosfos earlier in the Masechta Daf Yudal and Amud Aleph, where Tosfos discusses how many times does a person have to do an avera in order for him to be established as a mummer. That was Tosfos kasha. Shoychet b'Shabbes, afal pishet mischayv benafshe shchitasik sheir. For Tosfos, shoychet b'Shabbes is a mummer lechil Shabbos. If he's a mummer lechil Shabbos, then his shchita by definition should be possible. So Tosfos says you don't become a mummer when you do one ma'aseh shchita. Tosfos brings a raya from this sugya right here. Shainim discuss it. Not all the Rishonim agree with Tosfos. So according to the Rishonim that hold you become a mummer by doing something once, what was even the Shiloh of the Gemara? So this is already a discussion, the Rishonim and the Achrayim. We'll do what we do. Zok to Mishnah Vayter, Ein Shechtin, one is not allowed to Shecht, Loi L'toich Yamin, not directly into the sea, V'loi L'toich Naris, or directly into a river, V'loi L'toich Kelim, nor can he Shecht into a Kelim. Now Rashi says the reason you can't Shecht into Yamim and Naharis, because it looks a little bit like this person is Shechting to the Sar of the Yam, to the Sar of the Nahar. So we don't live in a pagan world. So to us, these seem like very hypothetical, theoretical, right? Very not practical questions. But once upon a time, Avodah Zarah, paganism, was something that was very, very shchiach. Additionally, we'll see Mishnayos now, if somebody shechts chulin, l'shem kachim, it was a Beis HaMikdash, so it was very shchiach for somebody to, so again, these Gemaras that we're learning now don't seem to be so relevant, but if you picture them in the context of the times that the Mishnayos were written, they were very relevant. So says the Mishnah, an unbelievable chiddush, being that there were people that used to worship the Yam and the Nahar, it's aser to shecht chulin, to set up shop, ocean front, and to be slaughtering animals where the blood's going to go directly into the sea. You can't do that, because it looks like you might be shechting to the Yam or to the Nahar. Additionally, you're not allowed to shecht into a keli. This is a chiddush, because if you're going to shecht into a keli, it looks like you're being mekabel the dam, because you want to do a zrika. So it looks a little bit like avodah zarah. But you're allowed to shecht into a pool of water. The Gemara is going to explain the difference between shechting into a yam and a nahar and shechting into a pool of water. Ubesvina, let's say somebody's on a boat and he wants to shecht, so she shecht on the boat. That's not so practical. Elamai, you're going to shecht in a way where the dam is going to go into the sea. We just said you're not allowed to do that. So it says the Mishnah, a practical idea. What you could do is you can set up a keli, put it on a slant. The dam should go onto the keli and let it slant into the water. That's okay. In shecht in the guma kalikya. You never let a shecht into a ditch. Aval oisa guma b'toich beisai. But you are allowed to make a guma in your backyard. B'shvil sheikones adam l'soicha. And shecht into that guma. The Gemara is going to clarify what that means. U'b'shuk. But in the shuk, lo yasakein. You shouldn't do that. And the reason is, lo yechaka esat tzedukim. The Duke Seifrim says that the real girsa in this Gemara is not the tzedukim, but rather, the real girsa was the minim. Apparently, the minim, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, used to shecht, and they would shecht animals into a guma. So if you're going to shecht into a ditch, it looks a little bit like you're behaving like the minim. Minim are an acronym. Mitamida Yeshe Noitri. So it looks a little bit like what you're doing. And when the Yidden censored the Shas because of different things that spoke about the Noitrim, they switched the word minim into tzedukim. But regardless, this is another halacha that, again, not so shchiach today, but that once upon a time was very important and it governed hilchas shchita. Zok de Gemara, ain't shoicht in l'toich, maish no l'toich yam in the loy. Why is it that the Mishnah said you're not going to shecht into the seed, the Amri, because people are going to say, l'sar the yam kashachid, that maybe you're shechting to the sar of the yam. It looks a little bit like a way to zar. L'toich ugo shom, I'm nami. You shouldn't be able to shecht into a pool of water either. And the reason is, because people are going to say, Amri l'bevoya kashachid. So apparently, people would worship their reflection. And if you're going to shecht into a pool of water, being that you could see your reflection through the pool of water, so why isn't there a chash that maybe you're shechting towards your reflection? Ayin Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos explains this a little bit. Amar Rava, Rava said, you're right, Bachurim Shanu. When the Mishnah says that you're allowed to shecht into a pool of water, it means murky water, where you can't see your reflection. But Enechinami, if you could see your reflection, it's going to be aser. Ein shechtin l'guma. So then the end of the Mishnah was a little bit wordy, a little unclear. Let's see it again. Three lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah said, ein shechtin l'guma kol iker. You're never allowed to shecht into a dish. But you could make a ditch in your house, bishvil sheyikonis adam l'toicha, so that when you shech, the dam should go into your ditch. And then the Mishnah said, u'bishuk lo yasakein, but you can't do it in the shuk. Says the Gemara, ein shechtin l'guma. And then it said, you could shecht b'soich b'esai. V'amrit ein shechtin l'guma klal. I thought you're never allowed to do it. Amen abaya reisha b'guma shem b'shuk. The reisha that says you're never allowed to shecht into a guma, it means if it's in the shuk. Amalei rava v'amitani seifa. No, that's the third thing the Mishnah said. U'bishuk lo yasakein b'chal the reisha l'abishuk l'skinon. So it sounds like the reisha, right? The Mishnah said three halachas regarding guma. Ein shechtin l'guma kol ikar. One. Aval oisa guma b'teich b'esai. Two. U'bishuk lo yasakein. Three. So Rava told Abaya, if one ain't shechtin l'guma means shuk, then what's three? U'bishuk lo yasakein. Elam Ravas. Rava said as follows. Hachi kam. Ain't shechtin l'guma kol ik. You never let a shech directly into a guma. Period. That's the first halacha. What's the second halacha? Let's say somebody's shechting in his backyard and he doesn't want blood all over the place. So so what should he do? He can make a little bit of a charitz. He can make a little hole in the ground that's to the outside of the guma. he can shecht. V'dam shoyseis v'yoyrek l'guma. And the dam can go through this little canal into the guma. So you can't shecht directly into the guma, but indirectly you can do. Stating that, that's only okay if you're doing it in your house. U'bashuk, if you're doing it in the shuk, lo yasekein. You can't even do that. Shlo yechakis ha'tzedukim, or the minim. The shuk, don't even do it in a way where it's indirectly going to go into the guma. Because the minim used to do it, and being that it looks a little bit, you're doing it with a grumma, it's indirect, it doesn't matter. But you don't even want to go near the tzedukim, and it's for that reason, there's the harchaka in, so what are the three halachas of the Mishnah? Ain't shaykh the guma kalika, you never let a shach directly into the guma. If you're shechting in your house, you could do it in an indirect way. But if you're doing it in the shuk, you can't even do it in the indirect way. It says the Gemara, Tanya Kabasi de Rava, a braisa that says exactly what Rava said. If somebody was on a boat, he has no one on the boat itself to shech, and he's not in the shech directly into the yam. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. So he could take his hand, extend it beyond the svina. As long as the dam doesn't go directly into the sea, but it rolls off the walls of the ship, that's going to be okay. The ain't shaykh of the guma called ikr. You never let a shech directly into a guma. He makes a little hole, chutz laguma. He shecht into that hole. And he could do it in a way where it's going to slant, that it's going to end up in the guma. Don't even do that. Either way, that part of the price is exactly the way Rava explained the Mishnah. Thus, Tanya Kavase de Rava, the last line of the Mishnah was, and if somebody does this, tzorich b'di. But that boy the yichus. So what does it mean? Sarach bedika acharav. Not to find out if how many rebbes he stams from. But what it means is you have to make sure. Says Rashi, Shem minu lavoy this keichavim. You have to make sure that he's not a min, because mean that he's acting like the minim. Right, it's not really the tzedukim. It's really the minim. So if he's acting like one, so you just have to make sure that he really isn't a min. V'yibadlu mipita yumayena. Because if he's a min, there's a whole shulchan aruch now that goes into effect. His pas, his yayin, etc., etc. So what happens if they couldn't verify? Is he becheskas that he's a min? Or is he becheskas kashrus? It's a machlokes rishonim. It's machlokes the Rashbam, the Tshuva, and the Rambam, the Inkam Mekoyim. Just one important tosfos, just to notice and store in mind for some later date, and that is the Mishnah seems to be distinguishing if somebody wants to shecht, and he would like the dam to end up in a guma. So he can't shecht directly into a guma. Ein shechten le guma kol ikr. Right, that conversation's dead on arrival. The question is, if you're going to shecht, it's going to go into some charitz. From there, you're going to have this irrigation system where it's going to end up in the guma. Is that okay or not? So what did Mishnah say? If you do it in your house, then it's okay. If you do it bashuk, then it's not okay. Now, what's the reason there's an issue here? Marasayim, right? It looks like you're acting like the minim. You're acting like the tzedukim. Sfreita is zakasha. Everybody knows Rav's memra, which is quoted throughout Shas. Komokim sha'asru chachamim b'pnei marasayim. Anytime the chachamim said you're not allowed to do something b'pnei marasayim, afilu b'chadru chadar masar. Right? Something that you're not allowed to do b'pnei marasayim, you can't even do it. You can't say, oh, no one's looking, so there's no problem. If you can't do something b'pnei marasayim, then you can't do it even b'chadre chador, despite the fact that it's counterintuitive. Because if the whole concern is amarizayin, so if no one's looking, it's b'chadre chadorim, which is the antithesis of doing it in public. So why would it be an issue? Doesn't matter. That's Rav's halacha. Komakim she'asru chachamim b'nei marizayin, avil b'chadre chadorim enoy. It's a very tough is this halacha of not checking into a guma seems to be predicated on marizayin. It just doesn't look good. No one's accusing you of doing something wrong. There's a marasayin issue. So if there's a marasayin issue, freik toisves, what's the difference if you're doing it in your chatzar or if you're doing it in a b'shus harabim? So toisves is a very practical teretz. Toisves says that when a person does this b'shus harabim, it looks like maybe he's behaving like the tzedukim. Then there's really marasayin. If you do it in your chatzar, no one's going to think you're doing it because you're a tzeduki. Why are people going to think you're doing it? You want to keep your chatzar clean. You're not concerned with community service to make sure that the streets of right are clean. We don't assume that's what you're doing. If you do it, it's just a rabbin. Why are you doing it? Oh, because you want to make sure that the streets are clean? You leave that for the sanitation department. Presumably, the reason you're doing it is because you're a tzeduki. So there's only marasayin if you do it b'shus harabim. There is no marasayin if you do it b'chadri chadar. Azizuk Toysus. Stating that Toysus says, Mir b'Yerushalmi, I found the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is a Masechtas Kelayim. And the Yerushalmi says, Dahach Mishnah Polik Adarav. Rav, that this Mishnah is the like of Rav. You're right. Rav said a cloud, Aser. From this Mishnah, this distinction between doing it in your chatzah versus doing it b'rishus harabim b'shuk is a raya, not like Rav. Tosfos in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, brings from Rav Nissen Goyen, that Rav Nissen says that even though the Gemara always quotes Rav throughout Shas, lays Hilchas HaKavaseh to Rav. We don't paskin like Rav, because he's connected to Mishnah. And even though Rav Tanahu Polig, sure, Rav's allowed to argue with a Mishnah. So Rav is not Mufrach from the Mishnah. There's no Tiufta to Rav Tiufta from the fact that he's connected to Mishnah. But at the end of the day, if you have Rav on the one hand, you have a Mishnah on the other one, we paskin like a Mishnah. And the Yerushalmi says that it's machlokes Rav in the Mishnah. So it's a very important Marum Makim, the Yerushalmi, that's quoted right here in Chulin Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah takes it to the next level. Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, he quotes one of the Goyim, Rav Nissen Goyim, who said that the halacha is not like Rav. Maris Sain is going to come up when we learn the sugya of Basav Chalav and Taruvas. So this is a very important Marum Makim to keep in mind. Either way, Zok the Mishnah. So until now, we were discussing somebody shechts l'shum Avodah Zarah, or somebody shechts in a way where there's a Marisayan of Avodah Zarah into a yam, into a nar, into a pool of water that's not murky, where he could see his reflection, into a guma, Zok the Mishnah. What about the exact opposite? Somebody shechts chulin and he has in mind kachim. If somebody shechts chulin, he has in mind l'shem oilah. So when we learn kachim, we discuss the reverse. If somebody shechting kachim and he has in mind shaloi l'shma, that's the first sugya mesachtes vachim. It's the first sugya mesachtes menachis. Here it's just the opposite. So not kachim l'shem chulin, but rather chulin l'shem kachim. So what's the halacha? If it was l'shem oilah, l'shem zvachim, stam zevach means shlomim, l'shem ashem talui, l'shem pesach, l'shem toida, shchitasei psula. What would be if two people are holding on to the knife? One of them had in mind a bad machshava, such as one of the aforementioned. The other one had in mind a good machshava. But what if it was a different list of karbanos? It was l'shem chatas, l'shem asham vaday, l'shem bechar, l'shem meiser, l'shem temura. There the rule is shchitasei ksheira. So bottom line is, the Mishnah says, if somebody shechts chulin l'shem kachin, is it a good shchita or is it a bad shchita? It depends what carbon it was. There's two lists in the Mishnah. L'shem oilo, l'shem zvachim, asham talui pesach and toida shchitasei psula. If, however, it was a chatas, asham vadai, b'char, mais and tmura, shchitasei ksheira. What's the difference? Says the Mishnah, here's the rule. Zeakal, kol dover sheneder v'nidev. Any carbon that a person has the ability to be menader or menader, meaning even if you're not chayef to bring this carbon, you still can bring the carbon, like an oilo. An oilo is baba nedev in a dava. A shlomim is baba nedev in a dava. You don't have to be chayef an oilo to bring an oilo. You could always bring an oilo. Here the halacha is, if you shecht chulin with the intention of it being that carbon, it's going to be awesome. But let's say you have a carbon that's not baba nedev in a dava, such as a chatas. You can only bring a chatas if you're chayef chatas. Can't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to bring a carbon chatas. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Chassidim are Rishonim, they were dying to bring a carbon chatas. You can't bring a carbon chatas unless you chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. So they would become Nazirim. A Nazir, Bashlomas Nazirus, they have to bring a carbon chatas. You can't just bring a carbon chatas, right? Either way, Vishainu Nidav and Nidav, what's the halashlacha? Hashaykh al-Shmai is going to be kosher. Stating that this rule doesn't work so well with some of the aforementioned, and the Gemara is going to dissect it. Hashaykh al-Shem Oilo. So that's an example of something that's Bab and Adab and Adava, and it's for that reason, if you shecht with the intention of it being an oilo, that lach is, it's going to be possible. What was the next example given? Asham Tali. Freak the Gemara. Asham Tali bar Nidav. Nidav was Asham Tali bar Nidav and Adavah. Rabbi Yechon, Amani, Rabbi Lazi, it's going to Rabbi Lazi. Dama, Misna Adavah, Dama Asham Tali, B'chol Yod. Yeah, you can bring an Asham Tali, because an Asham Tali is brought when you have a suffix, if you have to bring a carbon chatas. So being that a person can technically always be paranoid and nervous and worried, that maybe really he has to bring a carbon chatas, so we address the paranoia by allowing this person to bring an Asham Tali, even every day. But says the Gemara, Pesach. What about a carbon Pesach? You can't just wake up one morning and bring a carbon Pesach. You bring a carbon Pesach when it's, can't be, you know, Yontif and the Vachin. It has to be Pesach or Erev Pesach if you want to bring a carbon Pesach. Says the Gemara. Right? It's true. You can't bring a carbon Pesach the whole year, but you could be mafrish a Korban Pesach any day of the year. And when you mafrish the Korban Pesach, you could bring it as a shlamim. Pesach b'shar yemois hashan is a shlamim. Thus, we look at it as a Korban that's bab and neder bin adav. Now, what's the significance? We should have spoken this out in the Mishnah. What's the significance? Well, what does it matter if it's bab and neder bin adav? Then, if you shech chulin l'shem that Korban, it's going to be possible. But if it's not bab and neder bin adav, and you shech chulin l'shem that Korban, it's going to be kosher. It's very simple. Because the reason it would be a problem, the reason shechita should be, really it shouldn't be a problem. Shechita's chulin doesn't have to have grace of machshavas and kavanas. A cher shayt of a katan, who are not b'nei kavana, they're not b'nei machshava. Even they're allowed a shech chulin, as long as there's a god alone with agabov. That's the first mission in the Masechta. So what's the issue here? The issue is not the machshava apoyselis. The issue is not the machshava that you don't have. This is not the brisker rov and hilchas psuli amikdashim's lundis of how shaloi lishma works. This is very simple. This is that if you're going to shecht chulin l'shem oila, an onlooker is going to say, oh wow, look at that, he's shechting an oila. He's shechting a bachutz. Rachmana litzlan, it's chayv karis. But then what are you going to do? You're going to sit down and you're going to have dinner and you're going to eat it. It's going to look like kachin b'chutz is mutabana. So it's a practical thing. So if the kachin that the person shechted is something that's biyadoi for him to make, it's an oila. Anyone could be menad of an oila. So then we assume that this is a real oila that he brought b'chutz, and it looks like he's eating kachin b'chutz. It's going to set a very bad precedent, whether it's the Marisayan component, or people are going to get confused and they're going to think you could really eat kachin b'chutz. But regardless, there's a rational explanation for what exactly is going on here. If, however, the person is bringing a carbon that you don't just have the ability to bring b'nedav and adav, then we don't assume that it's real kachin. Again, we're worried about the infamous onlooker. So this onlooker doesn't have to, we don't assume that person is going to think that it's real kachim, and as a result, it's going to be okay. Zokta Yomar, I'm Rav Yanai, this whole halacha is only true if the animal was a tamim, it didn't have a mum, it's right to be brought as a carbon. Ava bali mum, maybe you did, but if it's a bal mum, then there's no concern over here. Because everyone knows you can't be makriv a bal mum, so no one's going to confuse the hakrav of a bal mum with an ordinary akrav. Yechonam, I feel the bal mum. Nami, even if it's a bal mum, this is an issue. Zimnin, the rami, the midi, a mum, but it's easy to hide a mum. So being that it's easy to hide a mum, this halacha is going to be true even if the animal's a bal mum. Hashoichel l'shem chatas, the Mishnah said. Rabbi Yechonam, l'shem 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 chatas. This that the Mishnah said, says Rabbi Yechonam, that if you shecht chulin l'shem chatas, that's only if you're not chayv chatas. Because again, what's the svara? The svara is you can't just bring a chatas. Okay, you can't just bring a chatas. But if you're chayv chatas, then you do bring a chatas. So says Rabbi Yechon, very simple. The halacha of the Mishnah is only true if the person wasn't chayv chatas. But it's possible if somebody shechts chulin l'shum chatas, and we know that this person, this fella, is chayav chatas, then shechitas b'zula, because we're concerned that maybe this is his chatas. He didn't say l'shem chatasi. Someone's chayv chatas, apparently, the nusach he would use is, I'm bringing this for my chatas. So the fact that he didn't say l'shem chatasi should sort of imply that even if he's chayv chatas, he's not bringing this for his chatas. So again, it's not a real chatas, so the shechita should be kosher. You're right. When Rabbi Yochanan said l'shanu el l'sheinu mechayv chatas, he meant two things. Number one, the halacha of the Mishnah is only true if either he's not mechayv chatas, or if he's mechayv chatas, he didn't say l'shem chatasi. But if he was mechuyev chatas and he said l'shem chatasi, there's no difference between a chatas and an oila. Because at that point, it looks like he's bringing a regular karmel chatas. Thus, the halacha is shechitas lepsul. L'shem t'mura, the Mishnah said, also the shechit is not possible. Amar Rav Elazar, l'shanu el l'shem 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 l'shem. Very simple. That's only true if he doesn't have a carbon in his house. Thus, you can't make t'mura if you don't have a carbon that you're being maimer. But let's say he has a carbon in his house. Ema, then we say amure amurbe, that this is a real tmura. If it's a real tmura, then you have to be concerned. Thus, the halach is, if you shecht chulin l'shem tmura, where it could be it's a real tmura, shechita p'sula. When a person makes tmura, or he shecht tmura, he would usually say tmura zivchi. I'm Rabbi, you're right, by l'shem tmura zivchi. That's Rabbi Elazar meant. Rabbi Elazar said that the only time the halacha of the Mishnah is true is if either the person doesn't have a zevach b'toich b'esoy, or at the very least, he didn't say l'shem tmura zivchi. If he has a zevach b'toich b'esoy, and he said l'shem tmura zivchi, then there's no difference between a tmura and an oila and a shlomim. The halacha is, the shechita is going to be possible. The Mishnah at the end mentioned a rule. What was the rule? Zeh hakla. Kol dover sheneder v'nidev hashoichet l'shmai aser. V'she'ene nidev v'nidev hashoichet l'shmai kasher. Which is a nice summary, it's a nice recap of the Mishnah. But we know, wherever it says the word zeh hakla, there must be a chiddush. I mean, even though the Mishnah helps us out sometimes and does like a quick recap, but only if there's some chiddush that's going to come out of the recap, says the Gemara. Zeh klal la suyei mai. The zeh klal of the ratio that said that any time you shecht chulin l'shem a carbon, which is baba nedim and adava, the halach is shechitas epsula. So what's it coming to be? Ma'abed la suyei oilas nazar. That an oila that the nazar brings, even if that was the oila, it was l'shum oilas nazar. Shchitase psula. What's the chiddush? Says the Gemara. The Ma'od the Tema. I would have thought haloi nader to bring an oilas nazar. You have to first be a nazar. So ordinarily an oilas baba nedav ben adava, but an oilas nazar it's baba nedav ben adava, but only if you were first a nazar. You have to go through a naziris first. So you would have thought that being that, as far as we know, this person was never mekabel naziris. I mean, you know, he looks like you can use a haircut, but he wasn't, as far as we know, mekabel naziris. So as a result, maybe we should assume there's no real chi of oilas nazar over here. Says the Gemara, no, ema nadar betzina. We always have to be concerned that maybe he was mekabel naziris betzina. Thus, an oilas nazar is Ba b'nedav b'nedav chiddush, and that's what's nisraba from ze'achal. That if somebody was shecht chulin l'shem oilas nazar shchitas le'psula v'she'eino nidav b'nedav. The second part of the Mishnah that said if it's eino nidav b'nedav hashoichel l'shmei kasha, what's that coming to be marba la'asuye oilas yoledes? It's coming to be marba the oila that the yoledes brings. We know that if a woman had a baby once upon a time, she would have to sit yemei tumah yemei tyrin. Afterwards, she would bring a carbon. She brought a carbon oila, was known as the oilas yoledes. If somebody would shecht chulin l'shem Oilas Yoyla, even though it's an Oila, but Lashem Oilas Yoyla, as we look at it as an Einoi, neither Venidev, and as a result, Dalach would be Shchitasoi Ksheira. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi has a completely different Girsa than we have in our Gemara. Rashi works with our Girsa, and then Rashi rejects it. So we'll, instead of reading the Gemara, let's read from Rashi. So if you look on Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph, some of the Gemaras have it highlighted, the Isvahadr does, three lines from the top. Says the Gemara, what's the chiddush of the Seifa? It's lasuye oilas yoledes. Why is that a chiddush? Ma'od tema, I would have thought, emer yelude yolid, that why is an oilas yoledes not babin adab in adavah? Maybe this person had a baby, and as a result, he's bringing an oilas yoledes. Says, kamash malon, the misa da oilid, call this, like, no, if he would have had a baby, that people would know. Nazirus, that's something that maybe people keep quiet. But if you have a baby, you make a simcha, you make a kiddush, a shalom zacher, right? It's a party. So as a result, we assume that as far as we know, this person bringing a carbon did not have a baby. He's really not chayiv to bring an oilas yeledes. If he's not chayiv to bring an oilas yeledes, nothing bad's going to come from shechting chulin l'shum oilas yeledes. And it falls into the latter part of the Mishnah of something that's einoi benidev enidev as alach shchitasek sheira hadron alach hashoichet. So either way, just to conclude with one ha'ara, and that is related to what we spoke about at the end of yesterday's daf. So yesterday we spoke a little bit about Michael Sar HaGadol. We mentioned the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Menachos, where the Gemara says that Mechuvin to Yerushalayim Shalmata, there's a Yerushalayim Shalmaila. And in Yerushalayim Shalmaila, there's a Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. And there's a Mizbeach in that Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. And there's a Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol is Michael Sar HaGadol, who, as we saw yesterday, in addition to being, you know, one of the Malachim, Mimini Michael, Mismaili Gavriel, Mifanarim, Echayer Rafal, he was one of the three Malachim that came to Avram Avinu in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. But in addition to all of that, Michael is also the Sar of Klal Yisrael. Every nation has a Sar, the Malach of Roimi, the Malach of Paras. Daniel saw all these Sarim and all these Malachim in his dream. Klal Yisrael, when they're living in Eretz Yisrael, when it's Shanim Kitikunam, don't have a Malach. But when we're in Galus and we're in Chutz Laretz, every Yid is governed by who's our Malach? It's Mimini Michal. It's the Malach Michal. He's the one that protects us. In addition to that, Michal is also the Kohen Gadol in Shemayim. Ki Yoyim Hashem Nira Aleichem. Say the Svarim HaKadoshim. Nira is Oisiyos Aharon. Aleichem is Oisiyos Michal. Aharon was the Kohen Gadol. And Michal is the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash Shomayla. Either way, we spoke a little bit about Michal Sar HaGadol. So just one unbelievable chiddush from the Avnei Nezer. And that is, the halacha is that just like when a person dies, if he leaves over physical assets, his children, his Yarshim, inherit those assets. The halacha is if a person had a shteller and then he dies, his children Yarshim the shteller. So for example, if somebody was king after he dies, his son would become the next king. David HaMelech, Shloima Melech, Rechavim ben Shloima. Malchus is a srara, it's a position of power, of authority, and as a result, it's something that goes over Beirusha. The Kohen Gadol also went over Beirusha. So after Aharon HaKohen passed away, Elazar became the next Kohen Gadol. Because Kuna Gedayla, that's something that also goes over Beirusha. There's a concept of Yerusha, not only for money, physical assets, but there's something called Yerusha by Srara as well. The Avni Nezer wrote a kuntres, it's Yerideya Simen Shin Yud Beis, and it's all about Yerusha as it relates to these halachas. So just one excerpt from this Simen that's, to me, an unbelievable chiddush. And that is, the halacha is that if a Kohen Gadol died, and his son was now becoming the Kohen Gadol, you had to do Meshicha on the new Kohen Gadol. And Avi Nezer shtel the kasha, he says, I don't understand. What do you have to do Meshicha for? To the extent that he becomes the Kohen Gadol Ayyadei Yerusha, so Lechur, why do you have to have Meshicha? And the truth is that a Melech ben Melech didn't need Meshicha. Unless somebody was contesting the Malchus, such as with Shloima and Adoniyahu and Rechavim and Yeravim. But if somebody's contesting the Malchus, so then you have to go ahead and just to show and to make it clear that this person is the next king, so they went ahead and did a Meshicha. But ordinarily, in Meshchin, Melech ben Melech. But when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, there you had to do Meshicha. See, even though the Kuna Gedayla is going over Beirusha, still there was a loch of Meshicha. And the Avinez is telling sich over here, it's Ois Tezayin. What's the pshat? To the extent that goes over Beirusha, why is that something that you have to do? Says the Avinez that there's a Yerushalmi in the end of Masechtas Hayiris that says as follows. Kohen Gadol Shechata. Kohen Gadol that does an Avera. Does a very bad Avera. Malkin Oisai. But the Eim Avera Oisai Migdulasai. He doesn't lose his status as Kohen Gadol. Once a Kohen Gadol, is always a Kohen Gadol. Now we could ask him to take a long vacation. He could become a Kohen Sha'avar, you know, Kohen Gadol Emeritus. But at the same time, he never loses his status as Kedusha's Kohen Gadol. Amar Aman, what's the pshat? Because the pasuk says, Ki Nezer Shem HaMishchas Olei Kavol. Kavi Yachol, Ani B'Kedushasi, Ve'aharon B'Kedushasai. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is L'Olam, so too the Kedusha of Aharon HaKohen, meaning all Kohanim Gedolim is going to be L'Olam as well. So once somebody gets Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, he can't ever lose his Kedusha. Says Davni Nezer, L'Chaira, if the Makar that a Kohen Gadol doesn't lose his Kedusha is from the fact that Hukish Kedushasai, L'Kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yachol, then L'Chura we need to say that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is Nitzchias, it's L'Netzach Nitzachim, so too the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol is Nitzchias as well. It's lenetzach nitzachim. In other words, not only does the Kohen Gadol have Kedusha on this world, but after 120, when the Kohen Gadol dies and he goes up to Shamayim, he retains his Kedusha's Kohen Gadol. Because hukish kedushasai l'kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is true even lenetzach nitzachim, so too the Kohen Gadol retains his Kedusha even in the Olam HaNeshamos. Says the Avni Nezer, where does it manifest itself? So Kohen Gadol dies and now he's in Shamayim, he's still Kohen Gadol. Says the Avni Nezer, I'm going to tell you a chiddush. We know the Gemara says in the Masechtas Menachos and in Zvachim Samech Beis, and it's brought down in different places, that there's a Beis HaMikdash Shamayla with a Mizbeach Shamayla and a Kohen Gadol Shamayla. Who's the Kohen Gadol? Michal Sarah Gadol. Yesh Loimar Lav Dafka Michal. Michal is the primary Kohen Gadol. But it could be there are other Kehanim Gedolim that also have the ability to do the Avodah. Who are they? Any person that was a Kohen Gadol on this world has the ability to go up to Shamayim and be a Kohen Gadol as well. Says Avi Nezer, if that's the case, that's the pshat in why Moshchin Melech ben Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol. He says, because what's the Yisoid of Yerusha? Yerusha is somebody lived on this world. He had money, now he dies. Doesn't have the money anymore. The money's gone. His bailus was nostalgic. So what happens? Somebody needs to come in his place now and take over. Says children, there's a parish of Nachlois. There's a Seidi Yerusha of how it goes over. But Yerusha is predicated on the fact that the person that died, because he died, is no longer the owner of this item. Thus, we have an ownerless item. So what do we do with it? No, there's a Seder of Nachlis. There's a Seder of Yerusha. But to the extent that the mace would be able to take his possessions with him to the next world, There'd be no Yerusha. Yerusha is the pshat that his bialus was nostalgic. So he's not the bialim. So Mamela, you have a loch of Yerusha. Says Davni Nezer, when it comes to physical things, a person doesn't take it with him to the next world. But the Kohen Gadol takes his Kedusha's Kohen Gadol with him into the next world. In fact, it can zayn Kohen Gadol in the next world. It's Michal Sarah Gadol, but it could be one of the Kohanim Gadol from this world as well. If that's the case, it comes out that he never gave up his bialus to Kohen Gadol when he died. If he never gave up his bialus, it can't go over be Yerusha. In other words, there's an element of Kuna Gedoyla that goes over be Yerusha, but there's an element of Kuna Gedoyla that cannot go over be Yerusha. The element that the Kohen Gadol can't take with him to the next world, the Kovid, the Srara, that's a taiva, a kin of a Kovid, that he doesn't take with him, that goes over be Yerusha. So there's a concept of Yerusha on the Srara, on the Shtela, Ich bin the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, that dies. That doesn't go into the next world. But the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, that's Netzach Nitzachim. Hukesh, the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Kohen Gadol has on the next world. If he has it in the next world, it was never nostalgic his bialus from it. As a result, it doesn't go over by Yerusha. If it doesn't go over by Yerusha, that's why Kohen Gadol by Kohen Gadol needs Meshicha. He doesn't need Meshicha to attain the Srara. He needs Meshicha to attain the Kedusha. Because being that the Kohen Gadol that died never relinquished that Kedusha, he takes it with him in the next world. As a result, it's an unbelievable idea that when it comes to Nyanei Olam Hazeh, you have a full-fledged Yerusha. But when it comes to Nyanei Ruchnias, you don't have a full-fledged Yerusha. Because Yerusha is predicated on the dead person no longer having what he had. A person's Gashmias, his money, everything that he accumulates on this world, he has. It's very nice. But once he goes into the cave, they close the coffin, the talus, it's all over. Thus you have a whole perigation neichlin and misha meis. What happens to the money? All that happens because the guy's not around anymore. He doesn't have it. But a person's kedusha, his mitzvahs, his meisah. You don't yarshin mitzvahs and meisah that the guy takes with him. That's all his. That he has with him in the next world. I mean that kedusha's kohen gadol is one of those assets that a person can take with him into the next world. As a result, there can't be Yerusha. So on the Srara Shabbat there's Yerusha, but on the Kedusha Shabbat there's no Yerusha, and that's why you need Meshicha even for a Kohen Gadol than Kohen Gadol. I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim on the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. One of the places the Gemara mentions Michal Sarah Gadol is Chagiga Yud Beis. So he says that the Ikur Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, that it's Lav Davka Michal Sarah Gadol, but any Kohen Gadol has the ability to do the Avodim in Shemayim. In this space, Hamikdash Al-Mai was really Mefurish in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim is in the beginning of Parshas Kisavai. Parshas Kisavai begins V'hoya Kisavai Yalo Aretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisen L'cha Nachla V'yerishta V'yeshafta. So you're going to come and tear it to Israel. What's the first mitzvah mentioned in Parshas Kisavai? The mitzvah of Bikurim. V'lo kachto mi reishis kol priyo adoma asher tovi me'artzech. Asher Hashem alekecha noisim l'cha. You should take from the best and the brightest and the shiniest of all your peiris. V'samta batena, you should put into a basket. V'lo lachto l'amokoyim asher yivcha Hashem alekecha l'shvachin shmoy tsham. Uvas el hakoyim. You should come to the Kohen Ashir v'yom mahem v'amarti elav, and you should tell me galiti ayoyim l'Hashem alekecha ki vasi ala oretz asher nishba Hashem l'aviseinu l'asiz lanu. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. V'hitzatzti b'parsha zo. I took a very close look at this parsha. Meitzitz menacharakim. V'hitzatzti. That's a far look. V'hitzatzti b'parsha zo. Sherei mezes gam kein bias eretz al yoyna. That this parsha is a remez to a person who comes up into the Olam HaEmes. V'omar, it says, V'hoyo kisavoy. We know that Vayihi is always a Lashon Tzar, but V'hoyo is always a Lashon of Simcha. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, V'hoyo, the real Simcha that a person is going to have is kisavoy, when he's going to go El Oretz. That's the Oretz El Yoyma. Al Derech Omroi V'atischak L'yoy Machroin. Kisimchas Olam HaZeh, because the Simcha that a person can attain in this world, Ein Eyele Hevel Urus Ruach. That was Simcha Mazu Ois. This is not real Simcha. This is a Moshul Ben Menoyishal, a marshal of what Simcha really is. But V'haya, says the Heilig Aruch Chaim, the real Simcha, that's Kisavei Al Aretz. That a person is going to be Zoichetu when he goes to the Aretz, to the Aretz Al Yoyna. And that Aretz Al Yoyna is Asher Hashem Alekecha Noisim L'cha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to us. It's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a matana that doesn't come easy. It's an oxymoron. Because virishta v'yashavdava. It's a matana that you worked for. A person comes down to this world. His job is to work, to fight his inclinations, to fight his yetzer hara. But ultimately, if he is left standing, then v'yirishta v'yashafta b'hu b'zoicha to this aretz al yoyna. V'lo kachta, and in that world you're going to take me reishas kol priyo adamo. You're going to take all the good things that you did. Ki kol ha'she yasa adam ha'am mitzvahs u'maisim toivim b'oidei chai miskabetz yad al yad ad yoyim isin osa. You're going to escort it with you. You're not going to take everything, but me reishas kol priyo, the real things. The other stuff, that remains. Ki loy b'moisa yikach ha'koil. You're not going to take everything. What are you going to take? From the mitzvahs, the ma'isim toivim, the tachlis, the dvar ruchniyim. That's what the person is going to take with him. And he goes on, he teaches pasuk after pasuk. Mamish dvar muflam. It's kedai to see it inside. The amrain, this is the punchline that we need. Uvas al akoy. You're going to come to the koy. Al derech amram zal. Ki michal oimid l'chayim l'fnei Hashem l'hakriv anafashois l'fnei elokim oilam. This person who was zoicha to reach these madregos, he's going to stand in front of the malach Michael. And the malach Michael is going to look at him. Is this person a tzaddik? Is he worthy of being that carbon? The neshamos of the tzaddikim, the v'isha Yisrael, that Michael Saragadol brings every single day? And that's going to be the determination. And I forgot to bring it with me, but the God of Chadashim brings from the Svar Makdoshim that talk about the simcha and the tainug, the epitome, the pinnacle of pleasure that a neshama can have is to be zoicha, to be that neshama that's going to be brought as a carbon. The l'shaynis are off the charts. But either way, says the Rechayim, and we'll end with this. You're going to come to the Kayim, but what does it say? Ashiyeh b'yomim mahen. What do you mean? Ashiyeh b'yomim mahen. It's one Kayim. It's Michal Saragadol. Yisbar. Says the Rechayim, al pi devreim she'amru, she'yishtana ha'koyin hoid necham. It's not always going to be Michal. It could be it's going to be Michal, but not necessarily. It doesn't have to be Michal. And he goes on, he brings it from the Zohar Chadosh, etc., etc. Regardless, this chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, that it could be the Kohen Gadol, based on the Yerushalmi Masechtas Hayriyos, just like his Kedusha is hookish to the Kedushas Amakim, the Eivish's Kedusha is L'netzach Netzachim, so to the Kohen Gadol's Kedusha is going to be L'netzach Netzachim. What does it mean his Kedusha is L'netzach Netzachim? What it means is he could be Oymer Umakriv. It doesn't have to be Michal, Sar HaGadol. It's Mefurish in the Arachai Makadosh, where he explains Bidvarim Niflam, the Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Kisavai, that's Uvasa La Koyin. It's referring to the Koyin. It's going to be Michal. It could be, it would be a different Koyin.